So first, could you tell us when was the band founded and how did it start with Amorphis?
It's a long story, you know. But it was back in the early 90s when Esa and our former drummer Jan started to play together. And well, it used to be like a real brutal death metal back then. And after a few months they called me. And Tommy, he had his own band back then, but after it split up, he started to play guitar in Amorphis.
Did they meet at a school or at university, or how did it come to that meeting?
I have met Tommy when we escaped Gypsies in when we were teenagers.
Yeah,
we were drinking in a teenage bar.
Yeah.
It was like a near bar, but outside there was a lot of kids hanged around back then, and there was one kiosk which was mainly for the
heavy metal fans.
Heavy metal fans,
yeah,
and
that's
heavy
right.
metal guys. And we were hanging there, and there I think I met Oppo there first time. I met Tommy and our drummer. And there was nice conflicts once in a while, and a lot of violent gypsies around with knives, and we always ran away and
with some sticks trying to hit us. And it was horrible.
What's the background of your name? Is it a Finnish word or?
No, I guess it's basically it's English
comes
word.
From a word from amorphos, which is shapeless.
The meaning is shapeless. Mm. Yeah, so it's just another version of the.
How would you describe your own music? Is it dark and mysterious, or how to title it?
Well, it's always hard to describe your own thing, you know. But whatever. I think it's heavy metal, and at least it's heavy.
Where do you get your ideas for your songs from? From daily life, I know, but how do they come into existence?
Well, I think we usually, when we start to write new songs, we start from the clear table and start to come up with something what's in our heads. So that's basically where the music comes from. And Puss is doing the lyrics nowadays, so it's his ideas and his beliefs in the lyrics. So that's basically how it goes.
Is there a general mood that can be detected all through the songs?
Well, I think in all the every song is very different from each other's, but the production usually brings the songs together. And well, I don't know. I think we have a lot different kind of influences in the music. So,
what were your influences? What bands helped you develop, maybe?
From death metal. Oh, well, we used to listen lots of metal, but I guess progressive music from 70s was started to take us to
was
somewhere
the
else.
Cornerstone of
that's right.
Our career.
Yeah, but there's loads of influences right now, like from folk music. Yes, I bought the Scorpions album today, and for example.
That's just nostalgic. it's a joke I have to say. I don't take it that seriously. It's a joke. We're going to have a good time tonight.
Worldwide Live. It's a classic live album.
Actually, it's the first album I ever owned. But I don't have it anymore, so. The guys were giving autographs in the world of music, so they robbed the place and took some CDs there. And
especially wanted to get
so I'm the lucky owner of the worldwide.
What are your plans for the future in the coming weeks?
Touring
continues, so it's still 2 weeks, and after that we go home and then we start to do summer festivals,
then relax a bit, and hopefully we start to record new album still this year, or at least compose it.
You said summer festival, some in Germany here that could be named, or?
At least, I think it's Zwickau.
Zillow Festival. Yeah, it's in Germany.
The Full Force.
With Full Force.
With Full Force, that's some kind of metal
festival.